So we read the story of Joseph. The story of Joseph is a favorite of many people, and it's a very important story because it tells us something about the Lord himself. For the Lord is said to be the heavenly Joseph, and this is widely recognized because we can see how the brothers of Joseph treated him resembles how the Lord was treated when he was in the world. For there were men who conspired to put the Lord to death. Even as the brothers discussed, let's put Joseph to death. It's so wonderful to read these stories from the Word. Because within the Word, within these stories, there is a celestial sense and a spiritual sense. The celestial is the highest. And so when we are reading a story like this, the angels of the highest heaven are near us. And as they take delight in the story we're reading, they share that delight with us. And so when our affections are stirred by the Word, and perhaps an affection like mercy and how our hearts go out to Joseph, that's the angels with us. That's the celestial sense of the Word touching us. We might not even be thinking of the angels. But if we read the Word with holiness, those angels are there with us. And when we begin to think about the story, we analyze it, we discuss it, we talk about it. We're affected with the ideas. We have some moral conscience about the rightness and wrongness of the things that are happening in the story. And so we're affected by the spiritual sense of the Word, the angels of the spiritual heaven, who are especially delighting in the truths of the Word. They're in love to the neighbor, in charity. And so when we're thinking about a story like this, those angels are with us. So it's so good to useful to read the Lord's Word because it connects us with the angels of heaven. It also connects us with the Lord himself. So the Lord comes into the world. Our Lord came into the world. Why did he come into the world? He came into the world that he might draw close to us. He came as the Prince of Peace, as the Giver of Peace. And so it's not unusual that in this story, Jacob, the father, tells Joseph to go to your brothers and inquire as to the peace of your brothers. Because the Lord desires the peace of the people he has created. Now, those of you who are parents have something analogous to this because the Lord inspires you with the love of your children. And when you think about your children, you think about their peace. Is it well with them? Are they happy? Yes, maybe they're struggling, maybe they're going through difficult times. Maybe they have to work extra hard, or maybe there's something going on that maybe seems unpleasant or challenging. But is there peace with them? That's what really counts. Is the Lord with them? Are they seeking the Lord in their life? If so, then it is going to be well with them. So Joseph, we know, was the most loved of the sons of Jacob. And how do we know that? What was something that Jacob gave to Joseph? Wasn't it this beautiful coat, a coat of various colors? What a prized gift. And so the garments that Joseph wore represents all those truths that are about the Lord himself. A story like this makes up some of the threads of that garment of the Lord. And so when we look to the Lord, we inquire in his temple, we seek the beauty of the Lord, we see him with these wonderful stories. They help give us a picture of who our God truly is. And we know that the brothers conspired to put him to death. Each one of us has been brought into this world. And you know, the world is not always an easy place to live. There are many forces and influences that would draw us down. There are really, truly evil people. We don't like to think that there might be others who are evil, but there really is evil in the world where people want to cause us also to do evil, to do harm, to not acknowledge the Lord, to disobey the commandments. And so this is the context Joseph was in. Now, how old was Joseph in this story? He was a lad, a son of 17 years. And it says that this is the story of the births of Jacob. Okay, Jacob is the father. And here is a story of the births of Jacob. And we might expect in this chapter a genealogy of the offspring of Jacob and his sons and his sons' sons and so on. But it's really just talking about Joseph. And Joseph here is, there are births in this story. We might not think of it that way. But there are things that grow and multiply even during the course of this story. Certainly, we learn these unusual things about what happens to Joseph. He has these dreams. His brothers hate him for his dreams. He tells them another dream, and he hates them even more. They added yet to hate him for his dreams and for his words. So we see that the brothers are going in the wrong direction. They're adding to hate him. But the Lord is actually, in invisible ways, adding blessings to Joseph. We can't really see them right now in this part of the story. And so when we opened the Word this morning, we heard the words, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you." And here's a wonderful secret about Joseph. His name means added. It means multiplying. Through Joseph, the Lord is multiplying so many wonderful things that will come into the world because Joseph, remember, the heavenly Joseph is the Lord himself. But each one of us is also like a Joseph. Some of us might remember that we went through the time when we were 17 years old. Some of you aren't 17 years old yet, but you will be. The number 17 made up of the numbers 10 and 7. 10 is a fullness of remains, the things that the Lord stores up in us during our childhood. And 7 is a state of holiness. So there's a kind of completeness that takes place about the age of 17, and that's true for each of us. A completeness where the Lord begins to show you something about your future, something about your life that is so precious. The Lord showed that to Joseph with his dreams. We'll make one more general point here this morning, and that has to do with this idea of what is common to the human race. It's common to the human race to want something tangible, something we can apply our senses to, even when it comes to God. We want God who is real. The brothers of Joseph show that there are those who don't want God to be real. But do we want the Lord to be real? This is the very reason the Lord was born into the world, that we might know that God is real. He's a human God, and he shows himself as a man. And because of that, we can love him. We can know our God. So we can turn from idols. We can turn from false images and have the Lord ourself, Lord himself, as our God. So let's regard the heavenly Joseph as an inspiration to us, as a way that we can reach out to the Lord himself, our God and our Father. Amen.